Rosanna LaRue Landreville. Rosanna was born in November of 1894 and was raised on the family ranch in Jackfish Lake, Saskatchewan. She attended a one-room school, which comprised of all LaRue children. They had to be very alert on the way to school, as Rosanna mentioned many a time that during the winter months, a wolf or wolves would stalk them as they walked or rode. Not only did they have to keep a watchful eye out on the way to school, but also when they were at home. While playing in the tall grass on the ranch, she once spotted Indians observing them. There was always fear of being abducted by the Indians, which incidentally did happen to a neighborhood child. Even though growing up did have its difficult times, there were always the fun times, such as the time when Rosanna and her brothers, Wilfred and Antoine, drank the hard liquor that Grandma Sophie had made, bottled and placed in the dirt holes in the root cellar. Empty bottles soon accumulated, so upon hearing that Grandpa Moisey was bringing an official from the government over to the house, all three decided that it would be best if their father didn't find any empty bottles. The three then proceeded to fill the bottles with tea. Upon arriving, Moisey offered a drink to his guests. "Ay, Moody's," his favorite swear word. No one ever owned up. Rosanna and her sister, Antoinette, were also said to have been seen sneaking a taste of the barrel wash from Grandma Sophie's beer kegs. But before Rosanna and the others found the beer kegs, the brown sugar barrels were the favorite. When Rosanna and Uncle Tony were younger, they got into the brown sugar, which was then bought in barrels. In fact, they ate so much brown sugar that they became violently sick. They were caught in the act of being sick, and their hands were still in the sugar barrel. In her early teens, Rosanna and Antoinette attended convent school, where Rosanna learned to play the organ, mouth organ, and accordion. Rosanna also had a beautiful singing voice, which was inherited by three of her eldest daughters. Rosanna was always a hard worker. She finished school and worked on the ranch, mostly helping Grandpa keep his accounts and lending a hand in the fields. She once told us of a special surprise birthday party for Grandpa, which was arranged by Grandma with 20 families invited. In those days, distance was quite a few miles between ranches, so company stayed for 3 or 4 days. People could be found sleeping everywhere. Grandma had butchered 1 calf, 1 pig, 12 or 14 turkeys, and made 50 or more sweet pies. Mother remembered how many vegetables she had peeled and cleaned. It must have been quite an event. Speaking with Mom, her fondest memories were of when she was teaching and riding horses. Her father was always appalled to see Rosanna on a stallion, for she was of very small stature, which made riding a stallion an adventure in itself. Not quite 5 feet tall, clad in her typical Sunday afternoon outfit, consisting of culottes and a white mutton-sleeved blouse, and her size 1½ riding boots, she would return to her teaching job at the Indian Mission. It would have been a great delight to have seen her then. Roche Landreville was born in Saint-Sulpice, Quebec, on November 22, 1895. He had completed his classical studies at the L'Assomption College and was studying to be a pharmacist. During the First World War, in 1914, the farmers in the West were recruiting workers for the summer crops. Roche decided to take on this challenge and began working for Moisey LaRue at Jackfish Lake, Saskatchewan. He met and fell in love with Rosanna. He returned to Quebec to finish his studies and returned to Jackfish Lake to marry his beloved Rosanna. They were married on July 6, 1915, and received as a wedding present from her parents a quarter section of land, which was Moisey and Sophie's normal wedding gift to their children. Rosanna and Roche stayed on the homestead for 2 years, at first living in a house with only 2 rooms and dirt floors. After that, Roche bought a store in Cochin in 1917, and Rosanna taught at the Indian Mission. Her duties included teaching, nursing, and supplying noon meal, which consisted of hot tea, sailor bread, very large hard cookie, and cod liver oil, all of which was supplied by the government. Roche lost the store, and so they moved to Mayotte, where he worked in a drugstore. In 1921, they bought a Model T Ford. One day, the family went out for a ride. Lo and behold, if the back door didn't open, and poor little Juliet, who was only 6 or 7 months at the time, fell out. We drove back and found her in a ditch. When Rose was pregnant with Claire, she was actually expecting twins, and unfortunately, on an outing in a buggy with Roch and Lionel, their eldest son, the horse spooked and they had a runaway. Rosanna fell in between the buggy and the horse, causing her to lose one of the twins. Also, 2 years later, they lost a 9-month-old son, Charles, to intestinal infection. In 1925, the family moved to Edmonton, where Roach worked for 2 years at $75 per month. In 1927, the family moved again to St. Paul, Alberta, where Roach worked at the Brosseau's store, starting at $125 per month. He was at Brosseau's until 1936, at which time he decided to become the manager of the liquor store in St. Paul. He remained there until his retirement in 1960. Roach and Rosanna spent 57 years together, and in those years had 7 children. Rosanna stayed very active in church activities and singing in the church choir. She always found it in her heart to help needy natives which came to our door by giving them food or clothes, even if she was scrimping for her own family. There were many hard years when we grew up, but we always had our family and the happy times, the times we will never forget. Rosanna passed away on March 11th, 1972, at the age of 76. Roach passed away on August 18th, 1972, also at the age of 76.